CE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump says he wants to close the Department of Education, and Tuesday night the layoffs begin. More than 1,300 workers, half of the workforce.
The majority of funding for schools is done at the local level, but the Department of Education provides funding for some of the poorest school districts, often in really rural parts of the country. There's a big concern right now among teachers that those students will not get funding that they're entitled to.
ABC's Mary Alice Parks. The Republican-supported government funding bill to keep the government from shutting down Friday passed in the House Tuesday. It now advances to the Senate. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says he'll adopt a recommendation from the NTSB calling for a ban on helicopter operations near Reagan Airport. This after that deadly mid-air collision between a Black Hawk helicopter and a passenger plane. Billy Joel postponing several concert dates following a recent surgery and upcoming physical therapy. Joel recently falling on stage. This is ABC News. More than 2,000 New York prison guards that were fired for illegally walking off the job have been barred from being hired in other state jobs. Prison officials Monday fired officers who refused to return to work after a deal was struck between the state and the union. New features from TikTok focused on keeping kids safe.
New TikTok features allow parents to limit the amount of time their kid spends on the popular social media app. They also provide more information about who's following their child on the platform. It marks an expansion of TikTok's existing family pairing feature, which links the app on a child's smartphone to their parents. Last year, the Justice Department sued TikTok over its policies around underage users. TikTok says the new features are designed to help teens develop the digital literacy skills they need. Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
Hawaii's Kilauea volcano shooting fountains of lava that reach 400 feet high. It's the 13th time since December 23rd that lava's flowed from the Big Island volcano. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Ready for the April election? Here's a special invitation for you. Join the free Protecting Justice for All conversation about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race Wednesday, March 12th from 5 till 7 p.m. at the Overture Center in Madison.
Up North News Radio host Pat Kreitlow, Civic Media's Todd Alba and Dan Schaefer will lead a guest discussion about the economy, education, environment, and more. Then stay for the candidates' debate watch party.
Attend in person or listen to live coverage from the Overture Center in Madison Wednesday night, March 12th from 5 till 7 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks in Indianapolis to take on the Pacers tonight. But the Bucks organization shocked and saddened at the news that Junior Bridgman has passed away. Bridgman played for the Bucks from 1975 to 1984, then later became a successful businessman, sitting on several boards of directors and growing his own business to over 100 restaurants, Wendy's and Chili's, many in southeastern Wisconsin. Last fall, Bridgman was included as a partner in the ownership of the Bucks.
10, 12 years ago, when there was rumors of the team possibly going to this city or that city, I said, that cannot happen. The people here deserve to have a team. They've supported a team even when those years when we weren't very good. They support them now. Why would you move the team from here?
Bridgman at an event today in his home city of Louisville, witnessing he grabbed his chest, saying he might be having a heart attack. Rescuers unable to save him. Junior Bridgman was 71 years old. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Robert Redford has come out of retirement to make his first acting appearance in 6 years. The 88-year-old will appear on an episode of AMC in Dark Winds. Redford is also an executive producer, along with Game of Thrones producer George R.R. Martin. Redford will appear on episode 1 of season 3, which will air this coming Sunday night. Redford requested his scenes be shot on a closed set due to his insistence on appearing in his altogether. The show Dark Winds is set in the 1970s and follows a Navajo police unit. The show's director, Chris Ayer, says
as Redford's fellow executive producer, George R.R. Martin, will also have a cameo in the first episode of season three. He added that the season three executive producer cameos were part of the plan since season one. He also admitted that despite Redford being a phenomenal and supportive producer, the idea of directing the legendary actor really freaked him out. New episodes of Dark Winds drop on AMC Sunday nights. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a few scattered clouds here the overnight with light winds, temperatures dropping to the lower 30s. On your Wednesday, mostly sunny skies around. Light winds will continue with highs of the upper 50s. We'll see mid-60s on Thursday. Currently 35 degrees.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
How are the Trump policies going to affect agriculture? We'll find out with Zachiel Torres-Small, who was the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture in the Biden administration.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Interesting stuff going on in the world here today. By the way, the stock market continues to crash. The negotiations continue in Saudi Arabia. I am not extremely optimistic about that. We'll see how this all plays out. And Bob Kennedy is still telling us that if you want to not die from measles, be sure to take your vitamin A. You know, if you live in a vitamin A deficient country, you know, I've worked in South Sudan, in Darfur, in Uganda, in Colombia, in Peru, in the Philippines, in there's a half a dozen other countries that I, back in the 80s when I was doing international relief work. And vitamin A deficiency is a very real thing, and it does make people, from pretty much any disease, including measles, far more likely to die. But, and there are probably pockets in America, in fact, there are places in America where there is vitamin A deficiency. Particularly probably in the deep south. But if you're worried about measles, get vaccinated. If you're not vaccinated, get vaccinated, you know. Or if you're, you know, old enough that you had measles as a kid, then you're good. But you get the point. Anyhow, Donald Trump can't hide the real killers of the American dream. This was the title of one of my daily takes that I published last week when we were on vacation. And the news hook that I based the story on, the thing that got me thinking about this, was Donald Trump ordering the mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, to evict homeless people from the city. And, you know, he's you know, "Hi, Claudius, you will do this." And she did. I mean, she's also stripping out the Black Lives Matter rhetoric on the street in front of the White House as well, at his order. But he then cut millions of dollars in federal support for housing. And he's gutting, you know, the housing administration. And, actually there's multiple federal agencies that are involved in housing support. And he and Musk are gutting these agencies. So really what he was saying is, don't solve the homeless problem, hide it. It's, you know, it's like putting a Band-Aid on skin cancer. It's not going to solve the problem. So what is causing this problem? Well, there's an amazing study that was published last year by Zillow. You know, the home, what would you call it, the real estate site, that found that when housing costs exceed 32% of median household income in a community, or excuse me, a median individual income in a community, when it exceeds 32%, that's the threshold at which you begin to see homelessness appear. And as it goes up beyond that 32%, the cost of housing, or the cost of rent specifically is what they were looking at, relative to average income or median income, as it goes up like that, the housing starts to increase, or homelessness starts to increase exponentially, you know, really, really substantially increases. Now, I'm old enough to remember when I was 6 years old and my dad, you know, I've probably told this story before, but my dad dropped out of college when mom got pregnant with me and went to work in a, he wanted to be a history professor. But, you know, it wasn't to be. He dropped out of college in his second or third year and went to work in a steel plant for a short while. And then mom and dad moved down to Lansing, and dad was selling World Book encyclopedias and Rexair vacuum cleaners door to door, which doesn't make a lot of money. We were living in a little one-bedroom, two-room house. It was a converted barn, actually, or converted garage next door to a larger house in Lansing, on Cleveland Street in Lansing. And when I was 7 years old, six years old, 1957, he finally got a job at Lansing Tool and Die, you know, Tool and Die shop, a union shop, that, boom, was his entry into the middle class. And that year, he bought his first house, which was the house that I grew up in. In fact, my niece now lives in that house, so it's still in the family. He bought it. It was a little three-bedroom, one-bathroom house, a little ranch house in South Lansing, brand-new subdivision. And he bought it for $13,000 in 1957. In 1957, that year, I looked it up. The average cost of a home, a new home in America, was 2.2 times the median salary. I don't recall if it was average or median, but my dad was making around $7,000 a year working at the tool and die shop, and he bought a $13,000 house. The house cost a little less than twice what his annual salary was. And that was normal. Today, according to the Fed, and I looked this one up too, the median house in America sells for $479,000, and the median individual income is $41,000. So in the 50s, it was 2-to-1. Today, it's 10-to-1. The cost of housing versus income. And so why is this? Why has the cost of housing just exploded, particularly over the last 25, 30 years, particularly since the Reagan Revolution, since the mid-80s? And an awful lot of it has to do with people in other countries, wealthy people in other countries, and wealthy people in the United States. This was up until the housing crash around 2008, buying single-family homes in the United States as investments. Just in the 1 year, the single year of 2020, individuals in China, Canada, Mexico, India, and Colombia bought 154,000 homes in the United States. According to National Realtors Association, Chinese billionaires spent $22 billion on U.S. housing just in the 12 months through March of 2014. Wall Street Journal, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. What happened in 2008 with the Bush crash, the housing crash, in 2009, was, you know, housing was suddenly very, very cheap. A whole bunch of wealthy guys on Wall Street got together and started putting together these real estate investment trusts. They're called REITs, R-E-I-Ts, and buying up single-family homes. Wall Street Journal article, meet your new landlord, Wall Street. On the first Tuesday of each month, writes the Journal's article. This is about in Atlanta. Investors toted duffels stuffed with millions of dollars in cashier's checks made out in various denominations so they wouldn't have to interrupt their buying spree with trips to the bank. Right, this is happening in cities all over the United States. In one a suburb of Nashville, for example, Spring Hill, the average rent for 148 single-family homes in Spring Hill owned by the big four Wall Street investor landlords, the rent before they bought these homes averaged $1,000 a month. Right now, it's $1,787 a month, according to the Wall Street Journal. In 2018, one out of every 10 homes sold in America was sold to a corporation. And what this has done is driven a very real affordability crisis, because the supply of single-family homes is crashing as all of these houses are turned into rental properties. And we're seeing community after community where the average income or the average rent, rather, is going above that 32% threshold that Zillow says is when homelessness begins. It's right now, it's about two-thirds of all towns and cities in America. So what can we do about this? Well, we could do what Canada does and say, you know, if you're a foreigner, you can't buy single-family homes as investments. Canada is one of many countries that does that. We could also ban corporations from buying single-family homes, or more than two or three of them, for example. You know, you've got big hedge funds now that own literally tens of hundreds of thousands of homes.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
There are things we could do, but we are paralyzed because, you know, Citizens United said that big companies can bribe politicians, and so Congress can't act.
This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver. And at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day active liver tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of active liver.
You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with active liver. You can find active liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for active liver at your local CVS. New year, new you, New Nordic.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
What do you think about Donald Trump firing 80,000 employees of the VA? Steve from Madison, also a veteran. I'm hearing from one of our conservative texters saying it's okay because it saves money.
How does it save money if it kills people? I mean, how many suicides are there amongst veterans? How many of our seniors need health care? I mean, you take away money from us and it kills us. That's what it does.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types, as they make up about 90% of the collagen in the body. It's found in our cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. It's also completely flavorless, so you can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, etc. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptide formula, it's more bioavailable. It mixes better than other brands. No clumping at all. Louise and I put it in our morning coffee. We love it. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. They even have an 800 number you can call to talk to a real human being about questions on usage, recipes, or ingredients. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link. You can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. So visit getnativepath.com/Hartman. Getnativepath.com/Hartman to start your transformation today. Getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Used to be a man could buy a home. Working hard, building life on his own. Now the price tags climb, the rents don't stop, while Wall Street sharks buy up every block. They say it's the market, they say it's fair, but homes weren't meant for hedge funds to share. They buy them up, they drive up the cost, and working folks are the ones getting lost. The real killers of the American dream ain't in the alleys, ain't in your streets, they're in boardrooms, making their bets, turning homes into corporate assets. Once a house costs twice what you'd make in a year.
Welcome back, 21 minutes past the hour. So Mark Kelly tweets, you know, over on Elon Musk's Nazi-infested website, he tweets, just left Ukraine. What I saw proved to me that we can't give up on the Ukrainian people. Everyone wants this war to end, but any agreement has to protect Ukraine's security and can't be a giveaway to Putin. Now, by the way, that's just rational common sense. You should never reward a country that steals the land of another country. Now, I get it. You know, we did this with Mexico. We did it, you know, this is how half the countries in the world became, you know, got the borders that they have, was through war and through stealing. But since World War II, this has been internationally illegal, fundamentally, officially. The UN was created in part to enforce this, and Putin violated that law. You know, he's already stolen large chunks of Ukraine, Crimea, the Donbass, Donetsk, all this territory. And of course, on Thursday, we'll be talking to our correspondent in Ukraine. We'll get into that. But the point is that you don't want to reward that. You don't just say, oh, yeah, you stole a bunch of land. That's cool. You can have it. So basically, you know, that's what Mark Kelly is saying. Now, keep in mind, Senator Mark Kelly, he's a Democrat from Arizona. He is a former astronaut, a test pilot, a fighter pilot. He flew bombing missions during the Gulf War, the first Gulf War. And his wife is Gabby Giffords, you know, who was shot in the head and used to be a member of Congress. So anyhow, he posts this thing about, I just left Ukraine and we can't give it away to Putin. And Elon Musk replies with a single sentence, you are a traitor. Let that sink in. What the hell? Traitor? Kelly responded, Elon, if you don't understand that defending freedom is a basic tenet of what makes America great and keeps us safe, maybe you should leave it to those of us who do. And then Kelly responded, now this isn't the first time, by the way, back in February, Kelly posted something on X and Trump went after him. He was talking about Doge, and Musk accused him of being a shill. For who? For what? I don't know. But
Anyhow, so Kelly again responded. He said, look, he can go to war behind his keyboard all he wants. He said, it's a free country, but I've been launched into orbit 4 times. I flew 39 combat missions in Desert Storm, and I held my wife's hand in the hospital after she was shot in the head. I don't scare easily, and I really don't care what he thinks of me. What I do care about is that Musk is gutting our government, illegally firing federal workers, illegally dismantling independent federal agencies, spreading conspiracies, and empowering extremists. I'm going to defend working families and the middle class against President Trump and Elon Musk with everything I've got. And then he adds, and this is just brilliant, he says, and Elon, when you finally get the nerve to climb into a rocket ship yourself, give me a call. Right. Meanwhile, Bob Kennedy, well, the three senators, Elizabeth Warren, Ron Wyden, and Bernie Sanders, want to know why Bob Kennedy was having a meeting with big pharma execs down at Mar-a-Lago, the big pharma execs. Apparently, if you pay $5 million, you can have dinner with Donald Trump. Apparently, they paid millions of dollars to have this dinner with Trump. And, you know, Bob Kennedy was there, these big pharma executives. And so they're saying, you know, what's going on? Is, you know, big they write, big pharma stands to profit immensely from a second Trump administration if they will abandon policies like Medicare, drug price negotiations, and patent reform that would save Americans hundreds of billions of dollars. Indeed, the executives that attended these dinners have called on Trump to pause drug negotiations, negotiations that are expected to save taxpayers $100 billion. They write, you owe the public an explanation. Meanwhile, Bob is having dinner with my old buddy, Sean Hannity, at the Steak and Shake. Steak and Shake has apparently joined a couple of other companies, Outback, Sweet Greens, Buffalo Wild Wings, in dumping the vegetable oil that they've been cooking their French fries in and replacing it with beef fat. Heart attack, anybody? I mean, there was a reason why they all abandoned beef tallow to begin with, because it clogs your arteries. It's like, and you know, I mean, it wasn't just to satisfy vegetarians that McDonald's dumped the beef fat back in the, what was it, 70s, 80s, something like that. I remember when they did it, it was a big deal. It's like, you know, our French fries are really vegetarian now, and they're healthy. But Bob Kennedy, who's a lawyer, not a doctor, not a scientist, a lawyer, Bob Kennedy says, you should cook these things in beef tallow. Much better for you than those vegetable oils. What has the world come to, huh? So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with more of your calls, or starting your calls for this hour right after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where we dare ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare say no. The Supreme Court got that one wrong, too.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. President Trump says he wants to close the Department of Education, and Tuesday night the layoffs began. More than 1,300 workers, half of the workforce.
The majority of funding for schools is done at the local level, but the Department of Education provides funding for some of the poorest school districts, often in really rural parts of the country. There's a big concern right now among teachers that those students will not get funding that they're entitled to.
ABC's Mary Alice Parks. The Republican-supported government funding bill to keep the government from shutting down Friday passed in the House Tuesday. It now advances to the Senate. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says he'll adopt a recommendation from the NTSB calling for a ban on helicopter operations near Reagan Airport. This after that deadly mid-air collision between a Black Hawk helicopter and a passenger plane. Billy Joel postponing several concert dates following a recent surgery and upcoming physical therapy. Joel recently falling on stage. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Duchess of Sussex, also known as Meghan Markle, has taken a lot of verbal and tabloid abuse for her show, I Really Wish I Was Martha Stewart, a.k.a. With Love, Meghan. Critics don't like it, and according to Rotten Tomatoes, only 20% of audiences like it. Having said that, the show has been renewed for season two, and according to the New York Post, the crew absolutely loves her and said she treats everyone wonderfully. Why wouldn't she? She's a duchess with a horrible hit TV show. I can't think of anyone luckier. Mr. Scarlett Johansson, a.k.a. Colin Jost, was roasted on Saturday Night Live during Weekend Update by Lady Gaga's fictional husband, Lord Gaga, played by Mikey Day, who went on and on about how horrible it must be to live with a woman who makes so much more money than her husband. According to the Post, Colin Jost muscles through life with a net worth of just $10 million, and his wife Scarlett Johansson is worth $165 million. Somehow, they managed to make it work. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Milwaukee Bucks in Indianapolis to take on the Pacers tonight. But the Bucks organization shocked and saddened at the news that Junior Bridgman has passed away. Bridgman played for the Bucks from 1975 to 1984, then later became a successful businessman, sitting on several boards of directors, and growing his own business to over 100 restaurants, Wendy's and Chili's, many in southeastern Wisconsin. Last fall, Bridgman was included as a partner in the ownership of the Bucks.
10, 12 years ago, when there was rumors of the team possibly going to this city or that city, I said, that cannot happen. The people here deserve to have a team. They've supported a team even when those years when we weren't very good. They support them now. Why would you move the team from here?
Bridgman at an event today in his home city of Louisville, witness saying he grabbed his chest, saying he might be having a heart attack. Rescuers unable to save him. Junior Bridgman was 71 years old. With Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a few scattered clouds here the overnight with light winds. Temperatures dropping to the lower 30s. On your Wednesday, mostly sunny skies around. Light winds will continue with highs in the upper 50s. We'll see mid-60s on Thursday. Currently 35 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Today we are seeing the largest number of humanitarian emergencies since after World War II. We should be expanding our life-saving aid programs, not shutting them down during this time of crisis. I don't care where they come from. They are human beings. We weren't even having this conversation before 7 weeks ago, before Donald Trump took office, before a monster took office.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ready for the April election? Here's a special invitation for you. Join the free Protecting Justice for All conversation about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race Wednesday, March 12th from 5 till 7 p.m. at the Overture Center in Madison.
Up North News Radio host Pat Kreitlow, Civic Media's Todd Alba, and Dan Schaefer will lead a guest discussion about the economy, education, environment, and more. Then stay for the candidates' debate watch party.
Attend in person or listen to live coverage from the Overture Center in Madison Wednesday night, March 12th from 5 till 7 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, a preview of the Wisconsin Supreme Court debate with Matt Rothschild and Angela Lang filling in. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You ever got by without him? With over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, you can trust CB Distillery. And right now, I can get you 20% off everything on their website, including the deep sleep gummies, with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com. That's cbdistillery.com, promo code TOM. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. cbdistillery.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
Step right up, take a seat, watch the rich man sit.
At 35 minutes past the hour and picking up your calls, what's on your mind today? Gus in Woodstock, New York. Hey, Gus, thanks for listening to 104.1 FM. What's up?
Hi, Tom. I don't know what happened, but you were speaking to a Gus before, but I'm Gus.
Okay.
So I have to straighten that out.
Okay.
Very different than what I'm about.
Yeah. So what's up?
So I have to preface that by saying I was born 1942. I'm 83 years old. And I have to say right now, if you're less than totally outraged, then you have no freaking idea what the hell is going on.
Amen.
So there are two words I'd like to say that you can eliminate from your vocabulary. That is normal and reason. And there's some other as well, and that's hoping. If you're hoping at this point, then you don't know what's going on. And also belief, because what happens, if you have a belief, you create a duality. So then my religion is better than yours, and that goes on forever. And when I'd ask this question, if you're a grown man or a grown woman, do you really need to motivate, you know, anything other than yourself? You know. And finally, I want to just share something, because I did this concert out on the coast with a famous reggae artist, and there was some Hell's Angels there, and they came backstage afterwards, you know, and they invited me to go to their club that they had. So I went there, and he said, you know, Gus, it's like this. If you treat me right, I treat you better. If you treat me bad, I treat you worse.
Right.
So you have to take something from that. That's all I wanted to share today.
Okay, words of wisdom, Gus. Thank you.
Okay, one other thing, and this is global warming. There was something like megatons of ice has melted over the past 2 years.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to understand like what that means, if we actually saw it, it would mean that the whole continental United States would be covered in ice, piled up 30 feet high.
Okay.
We're in trouble.
I haven't seen that statistic, but that's fascinating. Gus, thank you for the call. Marilyn in Los Angeles. Hey, Marilyn, what's on your mind today?
Hi there, Tom. Last week I heard that a court, and I think it was a federal court, ordered Trump to unfreeze payments of $2 billion to USAID to pay for services already rendered. Now, these
Correct.
Are debts that we owe. Okay, and this was supposed to happen yesterday, Monday the 10th. Otherwise, we would be in a, quote, and unquote, constitutional crisis. Well, I listened all day yesterday, and I didn't hear a single word that these funds were unfrozen. And I'm thinking, could this be a use to impeach Trump? I mean, I'm thinking that nobody seems to care. I just don't understand it.
Well, I don't know, and apparently you don't know, whether those funds were actually paid out, you know, per that court order, or whether that court order was appealed. I'd have to look it up. I can't see on top of absolutely everything, but so there's that. With regard to impeaching Trump, it's just not going to happen. I mean, you know, a resolution of impeachment has to originate in the House of Representatives. Mike Johnson is not going to allow that. I mean, there actually is an impeachment resolution that has been introduced by a handful of Democrats, but you know, it's not even going to get out of committee, much less ever get to the floor. Number one. Number two, even if it passed the House, it takes two-thirds of the Senate. You can impeach with a simple majority in the House, but it takes two-thirds of the Senate to convict and remove from office. And that's where, you know, both of Trump's previous impeachments, in both cases he was impeached successfully in the House, and in both cases he failed to be convicted in the Senate because Mitch McConnell basically would not go to, or, you know, went to bat for Donald Trump. So, you know, that's kind of a pipe dream, Marilyn. I still think it's useful to talk about it. I still think Democrats should be talking about it. I think if the tables were turned, if you had a Democratic president and administration that was actively deconstructing the government of the United States, threatening Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and everything else, that the Republicans would be screaming for impeachment. And Democrats should be, in my opinion. I'd like to see Democrats getting a hell of a lot more aggressive. But the simple reality is it ain't going to happen. Marilyn, thank you for the call. Kevin in Santa Rosa, California. Hey, Kevin, thanks for listening to KNYP. What's up?
Hi there. I'm calling because I disagree with you.
Okay.
Yesterday, you said that you disagreed with Gavin Newsom's position on transgender sports. And I cheered when I heard he took that position. A couple months ago, you and I had a conversation about left and right in the Overton window, and I said nobody ever defines the center, and I think the center should be defined as the collection of positions that all of the issues that the majority of Americans agree with. And by that definition, Bernie is a centrist, and you agreed with me on both counts. So yesterday I checked the polling on transgender sports, and 66% of Americans agree with Gavin on that issue.
Yeah.
And we cannot allow
Kevin, you're misinterpreting my point, or perhaps I was, you know, clumsy in saying it or inarticulate. I agree with the position that if states or the federal government, for that matter, want to ban men, people who are born as men, who are have transitioned to women from competing with women's sports, I don't have a problem with that, frankly. I'm one of the world's biggest fans of the trans community. I have a trans member in my own family, who I just spent a week with. It's real that, you know, men are, you know, because of testosterone, Their bones are different, their muscles are different, their bodies are different. Number one, I just don't see this as a fight worth going to the mat for. That said, when there aren't high stakes, like in high school sports or something like that, I don't see why this is something worth fighting about. But I get it that Republicans have turned this into a culture war issue. And you're absolutely right. Democrats, if they're going to fight that battle, they're going to lose. And they're going to lose badly, right. And they're going to lose elections over that. And in fact, that was the main issue that they went after Kamala Harris with. So, and I think you could argue that was one of the reasons why she lost the election. My objection to Gavin Newsom wasn't his agreeing with Charlie Kirk on trans women in sports. My objection to Gavin Newsom was putting Charlie Kirk on his podcast to begin with. Charlie Kirk is a racist anti-Semite who has, you know, been one of the most outspoken guys out there for radicalizing young people in a very, very terrible way in the United States. It's a very destructive force, in my opinion, in this country. And, I just think it was a terrible mistake for Gavin Newsom to put him on his podcast. That was my point.
Oh, I didn't get that.
Yeah, well, I didn't say it well, but I've said this before about, you know, transgender women in sports, and on the one hand, like I think it's really important, though, to say on the one hand, and then on the other hand, it's like there are people who have transitioned who, you know, want to play sports. They want to, you know, if we're not talking about, you know, serious competitions here, what's the big deal?
Exactly. Nobody cares, pretty much.
Except the Republicans have turned it into this issue, and you're absolutely right. So, you know, we have to look at it. Sadly, we have to look at it with some political, clear eyes or something. I'm lacking a word here, but pragmatism.
I think it was a trap by the Republicans or the Russians or something.
No, it's, you know, the Republicans are constantly looking for some small thing that they can turn into a big thing.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, this woman who was killed by a, quote, illegal immigrant, Lincoln Riley, I think her name was, you know, and suddenly it's like, oh, my God, you know, we're going to use this as there's just a long history of this. And more often than not, Democrats take the bait and they try to have these battles and it blows up in their face. And this is one of those examples. But, you know, frankly, if the Democrats had never engaged in that battle, the Republicans wouldn't have had that club to beat trans people up with. And exactly. Trans people wouldn't be suffering right now from the assault that they are under, or at least not anywhere near as badly. I mean, you know, nothing's going to stop that. There's a bunch of hate out there. Kevin, thank you for the
call.
You're
listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 15 minutes before the hour. It will be in just a few seconds. I'll be right back with more of your calls. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and a third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula, it's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Matt Nair on air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong. Just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. Supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So let me ask you, when was the last time you checked your home title? If you're like me, the answer is probably never. And that's exactly what scammers are counting on. That's why I trust Home Title Lock. Their $1 million triple lock protection helps keep your home and your equity safe. Here's what you get. Immediate 24/7 monitoring of your property. Urgent alerts if there are any changes. And if fraud should happen, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix the fraud and restore your title at no additional cost. And here's the best part. I've teamed up with Home Title Lock to get you a free title history report so you can find out if you're already a victim and access your personal title expert, a $250 value just for signing up. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and use my promo code TOM250, T-H-O-M-250, or click on the link in the description. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code TOM250 to get the protection and peace of mind that you deserve. After all, the FBI calls this house stealing, and it's a growing real estate scam targeting American homeowners. Check it out, HomeTitleLock.com, promo code TOM250.
Paper bag of dog poop and a lighter in my hand. I'd sneak up to a porch, set the fire to a blaze, ring the bell and run off laughing. Those were the days, but now I'm seeing flashbacks, and it's not so fun. There's a grown man in the White House pulling this on everyone. Each morning there's a package, flaming bright and strong, and America's left cleaning up. Yeah, this is Trump's ding-dong. Trump's ding-dong, another flaming mess, delivered every morning, no time to rest. We're stomping out fires of his chaos parade while he's laughing in the distance at the mess he's made. One day it's tax cuts, a gift for the elite.
Back 51 minutes.
The next
past
is foreign leaders.
Picking up your calls here. Tody in Nzita, Malta. Hey, Tody, what's on your mind today?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Tom. Good to speak to you. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is I have an extremely difficult question for you, and it fits perfectly into what you've been discussing today. And so my question is this. All right, I'll try to frame it as simple as I can, since it's a difficult question. There's a book I bought a couple of years ago that you recommended called They Thought They Were Free.
Yeah.
I read it.
By Milton Mayer.
Back to back. Well, yes. Such a profound book. And there's one part in it that leaves you very despondent, which is, what's the answer? When the guy realizes his son is calling Jews swine, and it all happened gradually, and he asks what to do, how to prevent it, and he said, I don't know.
That's right.
I'm sure that part must have stuck with you.
It did. Yeah, in fact, I quoted it in an op-ed some time ago. Yes, and then at the very end of the book, there's a kind of a codicil or an afterword where Milton Mayer talks about how he could see this happening in the United States, you know, with great enthusiasm, under the right circumstances, and here we are.
And that's the key word, enthusiasm, and I think that's my question, because. How you've been framing it today with totalitarianism, I think it's better than maybe fascism, because it's so loaded by now in colloquial use.
Yeah.
The question is this. The only way to oppose it is with passion. There needs to be an axis or a rally point that has passion before it's war to oppose totalitarianism. Because the thing is this, that... Like the caller was saying about transgender rights, the fear is always this. that we go into something that's lukewarm, a center that's lukewarm. No, it has to be a burning center. And the thing is this, the years of, you know, John Stuart Mill or Locke or those guys who were analyzing freedom and liberty and rationalism along with it, right? They were passionate about this. This was not only contra authoritarianism or totalitarianism, it was pro-freedom, and those words have been tainted as well, individual freedoms, etc. Yeah. My question is this. Where is not the center, but the counterpoint to totalitarianism in whatever form? Where do we find the passion? And don't tell me social justice, because I come from Iceland, and that's not the answer, not the full answer.
Well, it seems to me that democracy is the answer, but do you have an answer yourself in mind, Tody?
I think you are correct. It's democracy. But the thing is that the dialogue and discussion must start with, for instance, now in Iceland, we have about 2,000 to 3,000 less GDP a person, but the average salary is 7,000 higher, and the median salary is 6,000 higher.
Higher than what?
Right? Annually. Than in the U.S.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So in the U.S., you got about 82,500 GDP a person. We got about 79,500 in Iceland. Mm-hmm. However, the average salary in the U.S. is 65K. In Iceland, it's 72K. Mm-hmm. And the median is 60, right?
Right.
Free health care. Nobody argues about that. It's common sense.
Yeah, free college, too.
And those things. Yes, yes. However, the social discourse is all about who is good and who is bad, and nobody is passionate about things like we have to have violent criminals have to be able to escape to be able to live in a just society. If you frame it like this, it sounds almost offensive, and that's a problem.
Yeah.
We need to get passionate about it.
I agree. Tody, I'm curious. You live in Europe now. You're Icelandic, but you live in Malta. How is the media treating America, particularly post Trump's meltdown in the White House with Mr. Zelensky, President Zelensky?
It's shifting incredibly quickly, and it's seeping into the discourse. I had a business meeting this morning, and we ended talking about geopolitics, both agreeing this was unique, but this was a, you know, do you want to inherit the wealth of the E.G. Farben family who created Cyclone B, or do you want to inherit, you know, what Schindler had, not as rich, you know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
These are the things people are discussing, and not without any hyperbole, honestly.
Wow, remarkable. Tody, always nice to hear from you. Yeah. Thank you so much for the call, and you know, keep up the great work and sharing your thoughts with us. I appreciate it. We're hitting the top of the hour here. On the other side of this break, senators want to know, we already talked about that, but get ready for the Trump session. Trump recession as global markets are falling. Stick around. This is going to get interesting. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the...
This is news from the center, WRCE.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Brad Schimmel says he'll be on the Wisconsin Supreme Court to support Donald Trump's agenda. Deb Krautmiller joins us from the League of Women Voters. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump's 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum from Canada went into effect at midnight Eastern Time. He had for a time said he would impose a tariff of 50%. But after Ontario threatened surcharges on electricity in response, Trump reversed course. President Trump has promised to dissolve the Education Department. Over 1,300 employees laid off Tuesday evening. A source telling ABC News that most of those let go were from the offices for civil rights and federal student aid. One of the questions ABC's Mary Alice Parks is hearing.
What happens to Pell Grant recipients, and what about school lunches? There's, of course, always a concern that some of these impacts will be felt by, the poorest and most vulnerable Americans first.
It passed the House, but a spending bill to avert a government shutdown is facing uncertainty in the Senate. 60 votes are required for passage in the Senate, so the bill needs support of at least 8 Democrats to make it to Mr. Trump's desk. This is ABC News. Suddenly, Americans are feeling pessimistic about the economy, according to the airlines. Delta.